I'll let you hear some more. I think a lot of you got it. We'll definitely confirm, though, before we wrap up for the day. Yes, we will. This weekend, I'll be bringing back a conversation we had with Pete Peterson. He had some very, very thought-provoking, insightful comments to make about education. We're going to be talking about that. Dr. Kerry Green will be our guest Sunday. He'll be talking about empowering Christian youth. Next week, it's going to be a great week. We'll be simulcasting on Monday, commemoration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Tuesday, I'll speak with Dr. Frank Robinson. A lot of you remember Dr. Robinson. He was superintendent of schools at Richmond County Board of Education. He's doing something different now. He's still in education, but doing something different. I guess you could say there's a bit of a twist here. He'll be our guest at 1 o'clock Tuesday the 16th. Be listening out. Everyone who can, be listening out. And on Wednesday, next Wednesday, 17th, I'll be joined by Brennan Francois. He will be bringing us motivational moments. He is a chaplain that many of you are familiar with, but how many of you also knew that he is a motivational speaker? Motivational Moments next Tuesday will feature Brennan Francois. He's been doing this for some years too, by the way. He will be our guest speaker, our guest next Wednesday. Next Friday, Jennifer Lee is going to join us, and I'll be speaking with her about ways that Georgia's educational programs can be strengthened. You can go to speakingwith.com, check out this week's guests and topics. And normally we have that in place, normally, Sunday afternoon. And now you can not only check out this week's guests and topics, you can listen online at your convenience. And I am truly happy to announce that not only can you listen online using your desktop, your laptop, you can also listen online using your pad, your smartphone, because the site is optimized for smartphone use. I know that a lot of people, in fact, we're hearing more and more that the majority of people who access the internet do so through their smartphone. Through the smartphone. That is amazing. How many of us ever imagined, those of us who were using pay phones when we needed to make a phone call and we were not at home, weren't at the office, weren't at school, and so we would just go from one gas station to the next to find a pay phone that was working. How many of us foresaw the day that we would just reach to our side or reach inside the pocketbook and pull out a phone that may be no bigger than our hand to make that call? How about accessing the internet through that same device? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, speakingwith.com is now optimized for smartphone use. And so there you have it. You can reach us there as well. Okay. Being kind to ourselves, being kind to others. I know that sometimes it can be tempting to conclude that we're being arrogant or egotistical or self-centered if we do anything that has to do with self. If we start thinking about what I need to do to take care of self. But ladies and gentlemen, when we make sure that we're not smelling bad, you know, we shower. We're taking care of ourselves. We're thinking of ourselves. When we put on cologne, you know, we've showered, we've deodorized so that we take care of the armpits, and we still put on cologne, some kind of fragrance. We're thinking about self. When we sit down to the table and we position ourselves in such a way as to pick up the fork and use that fork to pick up food and put it into our mouths. Pick up a cup, a glass, and put it to our mouths so we can drink the beverage. looking out for ourselves. None of that's bad. When we say, I've had enough, I've got to get some sleep, and we go to bed, we're looking out for ourselves. There's nothing wrong with that. When we exercise because we want to be healthy and stronger and more vibrant, we're looking out for self. And there's nothing wrong with that. And so, if there are other ways that we can take care of ourselves, trying to make sure that we're taking care of our mental health, taking care of our emotional health, nothing wrong with that. That's all good. Remember now, getting our proper rest has to do with taking care of our mental health and our emotional health. Eating well, exercising, all of that has to do with not only physical health, but emotional health and mental health as well. Not bad things. So, we're being good to ourselves. That's a good thing. Be good to other people as well. There's some professors from the University of Zurich in Switzerland who showed that generosity is strongly associated with happiness. And we actually feel more joy when we give. We feel more joy when we give. Some of you may recall this. I shared with you some time ago that there have also been studies that have shown that when we give simply because we want to be giving, as opposed to giving because we want to get something back, the level of joy, the level of happiness is greater when we give just because we want to give. I'm not saying or even suggesting that it is bad to be given something, even when we're giving something because we have given. Sometimes that's the way our Creator sets it up. Not always will it be material, but we're giving material things, clothes, money, automobiles, you name it. God may not give us automobiles in return. He might. He may not give us money in return. He might. But he might decide, well, you know what? I'm going to give back some peace. You know what? Because she gave that, I'm going to prevent that accident, that automobile accident that was about to take place in just a few hours from now. I'm going to prevent that. Because of what she just gave to that person, I'm going to prevent that automobile from taking place. And that person may find herself taking a whole nother route to get where she was going and not even realize why. Just realize, oh, well, and I think I'm going to go by such and such a place. I want to just take a look at and not realize the Creator may have put it in her mind to just go by such and such a place to take a look at so that he could get her off the route that she would have had to have been on for the automobile accident to have occurred. This supports previous research that indicates that volunteer work brings psychological benefits. Giving just to be giving, because you just want to give. And lastly, remember to be thankful. Gratitude for what we have. Gratitude for the positive people in our lives is another important factor when it comes to mental well-being, which leads to more optimism and improved relations. So I would say to you, while we are giving serious consideration to being thankful, let's make sure that we are also making it our business to be thankful to our Creator.